And welcome back to the Riley Black Project. Crystal and John.
Hey.
Special one is After Dark.
It is.
It's live.
Yeah. We kind of had to.
Yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
have to put the like live yeah. update at the beginning of this
yes,
one.
Yes, because today was a show.
This week was a show. What do you mean just today?
Yeah, yeah. But today nothing went right.
So the reason we're recording like this
yes.
is one. So I've reached out to several people to get them mm-hmm. scheduled. And two people said, love to, can't right now.
Right.
Not right now.
Right.
Well, three people, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I kind of stopped pushing for it because mm-hmm. then the stomach bug, another one ravaged
man
the family.
This one, for me, was scary.
It was terrifying.
It was scary because it was a lot like
when you had sepsis.
Yeah, back in, man, when was that?
I don't know.
820, no.
We're JR, still in Colorado.
JR was born.
He was like 6 months old.
Yeah, so 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he had thrown up on me that Sunday.
A couple times, yeah.
That Sunday, I remember he threw up on me that Monday morning. I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
I came back home. I was feeling a little woozy, so I took my nap.
Mm-hmm.
I picked him up from daycare. I was still feeling uneasy, so I took him in the room with me to like mm-hmm. nap while I was holding him yeah. until you got home. And then right before you got home, I had to put him in the playpen and
You heard the garage door open.
Throw up my life in the bathroom.
And I come inside.
Yeah.
And there's pure
yeah.
chaos, which there always is with right. like kids anyway, but this was different.
Yeah. So
because JR is screaming his head off. Yeah. Now, mind you, this is not this week. This is again.
This is 2017.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I hear him. He's screaming his head off, crying. I'm like, what's going on? And I hear you in the bathroom, just like possessed devil. By the
yep.
demon.
Yep.
And I'm like, what's going on? And then you like. I didn't want any parts of that. So I sent yeah. you downstairs.
Right. I had the chills. I had, long story short, I ended up in the hospital for 3 days with sepsis. So
it was basically like some sort of GI infection
mm-hmm.
that turned into right, sepsis.
Right. That got into my blood or something.
Yeah.
And it happened in like, again, Sunday afternoon after his nap, I think, yeah. or something like that, he threw right. up. And then, you know, Monday yeah. morning into and Monday evening.
This time it was very similar.
Saturday, Jackson threw up in the car on the way to my mom's house down in Miami. So a 2-hour drive.
We headed down to, you know, help do some work at the house to help mm-hmm. clean stuff up, get it ready to sell because closing date is fast approaching. Yep. I think we talked a little bit about how we went through probate.
Mm-hmm.
And probate's finished, complete, done and ready to go. So now it's time to get the house ready
right.
for it to close mid-October. Yep. So we headed down to help her. And yeah, he threw up. We had no idea until we got there.
Right.
He didn't cry. Woke up. Well, no, he did. He woke right. up he at did. One point yeah. and cried and fussed a little bit. And which is common for him.
In sometimes
he'll wake up in the car and he'll kind of be like groggy and out of it. And then he'll go back to sleep. And he right. did. And then we get there and he has stuff all over his shirt. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Maybe.
And all over the car seat.
Yeah. And maybe upset stomach.
Right.
Maybe he didn't agree with breakfast, whatever. Mm-hmm. Didn't think anything of it. Then that night he threw up just a tiny bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing crazy.
And he didn't cry then. Because mm-hmm. we saw it on the monitor right. and we didn't hear him crying on the monitor. But we just kind of saw him like.
Yeah. And then we headed back Sunday night and you were kind of just, you thought it was like the Chinese food wasn't like you ate too much is what you kept saying. Oh, I ate too much.
Yeah. It was full. Yeah. The whole time I just felt really full.
Yeah.
And then when we got home and we put the boys to bed and everything like that, I started getting the chills.
Mm-hmm.
And then
when we thought I was kind of cold too.
Right.
And we thought we were cold because.
Right.
You love.
Yeah, my mom's house is warmer.
It's a lot warmer.
We keep our house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So first I thought it was just cold, but then I started getting like those chills.
Yeah.
And then I was like, uh-oh.
They're multiplying.
Yeah, they were. They were.
Not funny, but funny.
No.
It's funny now that you're.
So then I went and I said, don't laugh at me. I said, don't laugh at me because I went to go put on my hoodie.
Yeah. When I laughed and, because yeah. you looked ridiculous.
And so I was kind of freaking out because I was getting the chills and Jackson had vomited and all, earlier and all this and that. And it just seemed so similar. And I was getting worried. But then when I put the hoodie on, I got a little bit of relief, which last time I remember I had the hoodie on, like, no, I had a long sleeve, the hoodie, sweatpants, socks.
Yeah, you put on everything.
And then I put on two blankets.
Two more blankets. And I was like, no, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is
and
not.
I got no relief. But since the hoodie gave me a little relief, I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm just like PTSD.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hey. Maybe I'm PTSD here.
Right.
And it's not. Yeah. And it's not sepsis.
Yeah.
But then like the chills just got worse. I remember I jumped in the shower, took a hot shower. And at first I was like, oh, this is amazing. Okay, good. It's not sepsis. Is that? And then I just started, without being cold, mm-hmm. I started shivering. Like, I didn't feel cold, but mm-hmm. I had those chill shivers and goosebumps all over my body. And I was like, oh, this isn't good. I better get out of here.
Right.
And then, yeah, then went into bed and hadn't thrown up yet. And that was the only thing keeping me from thinking it was sepsis.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't thrown up yet. And then came the violent throw ups.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder how far the ER is.
Right. Well, and I don't know that the vomiting. Sorry for all the vomit talk, guys. But yeah. I don't know that has anything to do with the sepsis necessarily.
No, I know. But it was just like, it's like the things that led to that last time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like the only thing that hadn't happened. And then that happened. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in true fashion, didn't go to the ER.
No.
Just slept it off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't sleep
anymore
after that. And so I was monitoring you and just making sure that, you were good.
Yeah.
And you were for the most part. At 3 a.m. He rolls over and he goes, I'm so sorry to ask this.
No,
and
four. It was four.
It was four really early in the morning. And then, like, I felt like a jerk afterwards, but like I went to the worst place. I had no idea what you were going to ask.
Right.
I was like, I thought you were going to figure, like, can you figure out a way to get me to the hospital? Can you call 911? I didn't know what. And my response was, oh God, what? And not like in a jerk way, but like, I was scared of what you were about to say.
Right.
And you're like, can you get me some water? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can handle that.
Cause I had woken.
And I had like just fallen asleep maybe like an hour or so before that. Cause I could not fall asleep, but I knew I had to like do all the duties the next day by myself. So I had to get some sleep.
Right.
And I finally fell asleep out of like pure exhaustion.
And I woke
eventually.
You up.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. I woke up and I was like, oh wait, I'm not shivering anymore.
Yeah.
You know, my stomach still feels a little whatever, but I wasn't shivering. I wasn't cold.
Yes, exactly, Kathy. She said, it's good to make sure they're still breathing.
Yeah.
Listen, so the next day, right, he woke up at like 11 o'clock. We both slept in after. No, I didn't sleep.
No, you didn't.
I didn't sleep at all. I took the kids to school. And once I do that, I can't go back.
Yeah, once you drive.
Yeah. Once I like get out of bed and like move further than the bathroom, I'm up at least for a couple hours. If I scroll for a while, like my eyes can start to get heavy again. But yeah, so I was awake on the couch, just like kind of panicking. And then I was hoping by the time I got home, you would kind of like come up. Cause then I dropped the kids off to school. I had to pick up the Walmart delivery.
Right.
I got breakfast. Mm-hmm. I had to pick up my prescription cause I had my own things going on. And then I got back and it was like, and then I took all the groceries in, put them all away. You were still sleeping. And I was like, okay. And then you came out at like 11 and you looked like somewhat like decent. And you're you were doing okay.
I really wasn't. I came out because I was like, I can't spend all day in bed.
Fun fact, he can spend all day.
Yes, I mean, I can.
And the worst part of all of this is weeks ago, he said several times, I want that COVID sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted that. Like, just like I'm sick, I go to bed.
And you sleep and a lot.
Sleep a lot.
Yeah, well,
I didn't
want
it like this. I didn't need the chills.
You got it.
Yeah, I did.
So at 4:15 p.m., I go in there, like Kathy says, to check on him, to make sure he's still breathing. And I didn't really like want to officially wake him up, but like I needed to make sure you were like awake.
Right.
And I didn't want to like touch you either.
That was a
and,
lot,
like,
not a yeah, week.
That's what I mean. And so I was like, babe, there's nothing. So I was like, babe, nothing. So I progressively, and it was like the sixth one. I was like, babe. And you're like, what? It's like, sorry, just making happened. Sure you're alive.
Yeah. Thought something happened. She's like, just making sure you're alive. You didn't answer me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm alive.
Well, it was 4:15 in the afternoon. I'm like,
yeah, yeah, it took me out. And then I was still able to, I was worried. I was like, you know, because I saw that. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
No, you slept fine.
And I slept perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I really did. Welcome to the revolution in laser engraving. Introducing Lens Digital, the creators of the game-changing Pyburn rotary attachment. With the Pyburn 4.0, you can turn ordinary cups, tumblers, glasses, and more into extraordinary masterpieces.
Looking to engrave niche items or want the functionality of a Chuck rotary? Look no further than the Pyburn Grip, Lens Digital's Chuck-style rotary. With a range of different size jaws, you can easily engrave a wide variety of items. All Lens Digital products are compatible with most CO2 and Galvo lasers and were designed specifically for the laser industry. All that, paired with the best-in-class customer support, Lens Digital is your one-stop shop for all of your rotary needs.
Transform your laser engraving game with Lens Digital, where makers succeed. Unleash your creativity today.
And don't forget, we are proud Lens Digital affiliates as well. If you're shopping, code RileyBlack will take $50 off any order of $600 or more.
Attention all laser owners and crafters. Are you tired of spending hours cutting, painting, and assembling laser products? Look no further than Crazy Laser Dad Laser Ready Blanks.
Their high-quality blanks are expertly sourced, tested, and ready to use with your lasers. Say goodbye to the hassle and frustration of time-consuming projects, and hello to more time creating and selling.
Plus, with their wide selection of items, you'll surely find the perfect blank for all your customers.
So, what are you waiting for? Visit crazylaserdad.com today and take your laser crafting to the next level with their laser ready blanks. Yeah, and then I think
that was JR coughing.
It was.
Yeah.
I catch everything.
Yeah.
So I'm terrified this whole time that it's coming for me next. Yep. And it actually went for JR next. And then I've had like a little bit of an upset stomach and kind of just been like a little nauseous, but never like, oh, I even thinking about having to like run to the bathroom or anything. So, which is what happened when you got sepsis that other time, whatever you caught then, that Jackson or
no,
was food or JR. JR or food or whatever it was I didn't get it last time either.
And that time, I had to eat at that Monday at work when I did have sepsis. Right. I ate something that had been sitting out all day, and from the morning show, they had a chef on or something.
Well, and this time we thought it was the Chinese food.
Every time I think,
and then it ran through the whole family, and then it got your brother.
Barely, yes.
And then it got your mom.
But my mom got it just as bad as I did.
And I'm still like,
yeah.
I don't want to say anything out loud. I'm just like,
yeah. I mean, listen, I don't want to say anything out loud, but I feel like I'm better. Like I'm back.
You're a lot.
I just don't want to say it. Right. But yes. But yeah, I feel like I'm back.
Listen, I had my stomach bug
chance
a couple weeks ago. I think it's okay that it spared me this week.
Yeah.
So before we get on to our show, speaking of Jason, Jason's watching. Good thing I didn't talk any shit.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey,
thanks for watching. Hey, Will.
And Chris, it's Crystal. She threw me
Crystal,
off with
yeah,
her
Rexy.
With
Rexy Jupiter.
Yeah. So before we get to our story, we'll quickly talk about why today was a shit show.
Man, from the morning, she's like, hey, it's 7:45. Mind you, I wake up at like 7:15, 7:30.
To leave at 8.
To wake up the boys to leave at 8. It's 7:45. I was like, great. I'm like, because usually my failsafe is JR.
Yeah, they never sleep in.
He'll wake up at like 7:20 at the latest and run in the room fully energized and
like
jump on us.
Full.
And right in my face, Daddy, can I color? Daddy, can I watch my shows? Daddy, can I have my eye patch? But like in my face at like 7:15 in the morning.
Will's talking shit. I totally cursed at least at one point.
15 minutes. Oh, and no curse? That's because you're late to the show.
What is your brother talking about? I heard what? What is that? Epicac?
What's the EpiCac helps. Remember the video I sent to you of everyone throwing up on Family Guy?
Oh,
EpiCac is what they give people on the paramedics.
Oh my god, you sent that to me, and it made me like,
whoop. Yeah,
I was
because the whole family was throwing up. If you've seen that episode of Family Guy, it's great.
Yeah. So then you left the house late.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about your car, your truck.
Yeah. Left the house with the boys, packed them in the truck, went to start it. Cool. When it start. Jumped into her car and JR the whole time. Why are we taking mommy's car? Why are we taking mommy? Because my car won't start. Okay. I can't fix it right now.
Right.
Let's get in the car. I'll worry about it later. Then got, well, that worked out today. You know, that it was the battery and I swapped it out and it was a simple fix. So, yeah. I mean, that worked out today. Right. Then what else happened?
I think it was mild during the day.
Yeah.
Then my printer, my new printer.
Oh, right.
Refuses to connect, stay connected. Connect, it'll connect for like a few days and then it'll lose like my printer offline. And I'm like,
right.
Wonderful. And I don't have like any more USB ports. So I can't like,
well, you do.
Yeah. But then it's literally like my last one.
No, you have not many. You have some on the tower.
No, there's like one.
Oh,
I don't think there's many left.
We only need one more.
But anyway, it won't stay connected. Right. So I go to try and print the scan sheet for my packages today. It won't print. Then I like head off to my eyelash appointment, and then I get back, and you're trying to put the
tint on the garage door windows.
Yeah.
So I attempted to reconnect the Wi-Fi on the printer while I wait. I'm like, oh, while that's doing that, I can go ahead and start tinting these windows. So I tinted one. She came in, didn't quite like it. So I decided to on the next one, take the framing out because the glasses has the sealant on it that to hold it in place. So I took the surrounding off to use that as a template to cut around. So it'd be like, you know, to her specifications. And then as I'm cutting the tint, all of a sudden,
I hear,
and I look to my left and the new window of the garage door was on the floor in pieces. Now, mind you, we had taken the one that we're planning to vent out. We had taken that off to look to see like how the glass is attached and how we can replace it with a piece of acrylic to vent out of. The whole time, nothing happened. This time, however, it falls off. I wasn't touching it. I hadn't done anything to it.
The other one we measured.
Yeah.
You even kind of pulled on it to see
right.
Like how sealed it was and how hard it was going to be for us to get it off. Right.
And I was like, oh, well, I'll just have to go from the
now
other
that
side
I think
and
about
pop it
that,
off.
When we order one, a new one, I should probably order a couple, depending on how much they are.
Yeah, true.
Because
I've been
getting this one off,
I tried to get it off and it wouldn't come off. So I was like, okay, well, when the time comes, I'll just have to go from the other side or have you go from the other side and push it. So I took it off with complete confidence, put it on the thing, measured it out. The tint was a little hard to cut. So I took it off and I was making my cuts and then it just fell off of the thing. And then I was like, today, I was so mad. I was mad at the brand new glass shattering. I was mad at the day.
Yeah.
I was everything. I was just really mad.
And then I went to go pick up Jackson and I'm putting him in the car. And he has a lovely, like, leftover crusty, bloody nose.
Yeah, great.
And I'm like, so then I take him out of the car, go back in the daycare, and I'm like, WTF.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then,
picking his nose, which he never does at home.
I've never seen him.
No.
But whatever.
And then,
of course, today was open house day. So we had to go to the school and it's been.
Yeah, that's what we're planning to do, day. Victor. Victor said something. To have some, just cut some clear acrylic.
Well, so I actually, funny you say that, just ordered 2 sheets of acrylic from Amanda. But of course, the size of these windows is not a size that even I can cut on my Mira.
Yeah, by an inch.
To be special cut.
By an inch, right?
Because, yeah, about it's about 2 inches because I think it's like I don't know if it's 24 by 35 or 24 by 36. I think it's like 35 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
And the length of the panel that we need is 37.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to have two, which they'll work for temporary, but like, I don't know that I necessarily want all acrylic windows at this point. Maybe I should just order two more and smash them all out and say, fuck it.
Speaking of all things laser, check out Houston Acrylic at HoustonAcrylic.com for reliable laser tested and laser approved materials.
Made for makers by makers, Houston Acrylic features over 450 styles of acrylic sheets. With over 50 new arrivals being released this month, Houston Acrylic is committed to bringing new and innovative styles to the laser community. My personal favorite is the matte. Anything matte. And I feel it's perfect for everything.
Don't forget to save 10% by using our exclusive coupon code TRBP10 at checkout. Get inspired today and visit HoustonAcrylic.com.
Do it.
I mean, we don't have to smash them out.
I don't know. It just, it's, I don't know. Like, do we want two glass and two acrylic? Like,
well,
who knows?
So if we're going to do acrylic, then wouldn't you do mirror acrylic? Hmm? What are we going to do? Tint the acrylic? Why don't we just get mirror acrylic?
We could. I thought about
if
that.
If we wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just mad that the glass broke.
Yeah, we could. I mean, so we'd have to get two-sided, the double-sided or whatever.
Crystal says smash them.
See? Yeah, she votes for smash them. We'd have to get some of that double-sided mirror so that we can see through it. Because if we get just plain mirror acrylic, then we're back to where we were and we can't see out our windows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's not a bad idea. We might just have to do that. Especially if we ask them and they're like $400 for that tiny sliver of a window. Like, then, never mind. I'll just...
We're going with acrylic.
Yeah. I'll put in a new order with Amanda or who... I don't know if she has the two-sided, but yeah.
Yeah.
I know we'll figure it out. Acrylic and... Maybe even CMB. She might have it as well. I don't remember. But yeah, Will said a little bit ago. What did you say?
Oh, so he said iridescent.
Where did his comment go? Did he delete it? I don't know. He said something about we need some sex stories or something ASAP. Oh, where is it?
We have two kids. We don't have any of that.
Oh, yeah. We need cussing or sex stories ASAP.
Oh.
Here, Will. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Is that better now? I got it out. The mirror reflective wouldn't work. Okay. Oh, flex. That's not a bad idea, Victor. Iridescent would be pretty. Who's saying this?
Iridescent? Cindy.
Cindy. Why won't the... Yeah, tell me why the reflective... Whatever. Because it's one-sided. Yeah, no, I was talking about the double one. The one I think you can see through it. The one that I'm going to use on my LED class course whenever I fucking get there.
We'll see when that happens.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Someday.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So shall we talk about our story, Lisa? Hi, friend.
Where's she watching?
I don't know. Just Lisa's watching.
Mine just caught up.
Mm. My Jets got fucked. Does that count? Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that normal? Are they good? I don't know.
I mean, it's always JETS suck.
Hey, Lisa, I didn't tell you personally. I always forget to do that. But I tagged everyone and then immediately like tell people don't yell at me because, you know, anxiety. Every time I use that everyone tag, like people get so mad at that.
Really?
Tag. And listen, I don't love the tag either, especially when there's like certain groups that overuse it when they're like, oh, how's your Friday going at everyone? Like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Contest or like really important stuff at everyone meet. And if I don't want to, I'll ignore it. Or now you can turn it off, I think, per group. At first, it was like you just had to turn it off for everywhere. Woo, that was almost bad. You had to turn it off for everywhere. But now you can, I think you can do it like per group. So, like, if I want to get them in the Riley Black Project community, I could leave it on. And if I don't want them in like Will's group, I could turn them off. But there was one guy
group out for
just well, so he used the everyone tag the other day, and someone got upset, and they didn't know that they could turn it off, and everyone was like attacking him, which I kind of understand because whatever, you know, when people announce their departure, everyone, you know, it's a perfect time for everyone to tell him it's not an airport. You don't need to announce it. So while funny, I'm the
way to troll, Will. Way to troll.
I'm the accidental admin. He added me once to help him with the, like, I needed his, like, group name, group, like, web address for the YouTube channel. And he had added me as an admin so that I could, like, get to it and, like, change it if it needed to. And then I've just been an admin since. And every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, I deleted this comment. This person was being a jerk. So everyone was being a jerk. And I told the guy, like, how to, like, turn them off. He still ended up leaving. But he didn't know that you could turn them off. But, yeah. So I at everyone so that they because, I mean, my posts haven't been being seen lately. Every once in a while, I'll post about a new episode and I'll get, like, two likes. So either people don't care, they're not seeing
it. We're being shadow banned.
Right? Rude.
I wonder what we talked about that got a shadow ban.
Who knows? There could be a million things. Yeah. So does anybody have any questions before we get to
our origin story?
I thought you were going to say orgy. Will screwed me with
this. He did?
No, not like that. So. You're the worst.
I'm the worst?
It says you and others in the prompt. Just ignore. I was surprised the guy didn't use that everyone tag for his leaving announcement. That would be funny. Bye bye. People get so mad at stupid shit. Yeah.
Yep.
And Will was, he was very nice, but he was like, oh, you know, I wish you the best with your business and whatever. And the guy was somewhat nice about it. I've seen people be way worse, but yeah, I used the everyone tag and then was like, don't cuss at me. You can turn it off. Love you. Bye.
Every now and then you need to change the name of your group to push the algorithm, says Cindy.
But I kind of need it to be, I got to add community to
take it away. Add community, take it away. The Riley Black Project, the Riley Black Project community, Riley Black
Project. Put TRBP in parentheses at the end. that's true. okay, so no questions. Going once, going twice. I'm going to take a drink.
No, just modify it, she said.
What? Oh, okay. All right. Well,
all right.
So, you know, if you've followed the podcast up until this point, when we have people on the podcast, and some parts of their story are similar to mine,
right,
then I'll kind of bring up, like, you know, oh, same for me, especially when anybody says that they started with a vinyl cutter or Silhouette. Right. And so that's really well.
Or Glowforge.
Right. Exactly. So all of that's known. But we haven't really covered our story from, like, start to finish. And this was a great suggestion, from Will. He's like, you know, when you kind of need something to, like, fill it. And that was this week when we had the stomach bug. And then, you know, we reached out to 3-4 different people and couldn't get anybody booked this week. It was like, okay, this is the time to, you know, use pull that out topic. The
origin card.
Right. I do have a question. Have you seen the new Cameo 5? So yes. Victor said, just add now or today. I did see it. So I get emails from Silhouette, and I got their email about all the new, like, tools and stuff they have. And I did see the Cameo 5, and I was like, ooh, that's pretty. And they almost got me a little bit. I mean, I love new machines, especially if it's anything from Silhouette, if it's something that I can, like, use or teach on or whatever. I'm always like, and then I was like, yeah, I don't want to weed vinyl or do any of that stuff again. But where they did almost get me was, I think it's their portrait. I don't know if it's the Cameo portrait or the Silhouette portrait.
Victor, no message. Victor. Look at that phone. No message from Crystal. Oh, crap.
See, this is another thing I should have done.
How do you not reach out to Victor?
Well, so I'm trying no offense. I'm trying to get like the new people, but stop it. But I forgot about when we did the 100th episode where we came up with those like potential like topics and people.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even cross my mind because I was looking for newbies. And that's the only reason I didn't. But Victor, I'm going to call you. So what are you doing Monday? you've now got yourself a spot on the podcast very soon. What was I talking about? Oh, the portrait. Well, so the portrait, it said it does stickers. And I was like, because I like my sticker printer and it works for some things, but it doesn't work for stickers that I still don't feel 100% confident like selling them unless they're like super cheap, single use, like, oh, there's a kid's birthday party. Can you make me some stickers? And I'm like, okay, then you're not going to care that the offset around it isn't 100% perfect or whatever. And then it doesn't like print them. So I'd still have to like print them probably on sticker paper and then like transfer it to like cut or I don't know. But long story short, not short at all. I did see it and I'm not going to buy it. You are OG. Like you were you? We didn't even have video when you were on, did we?
I don't think so.
It was before we even had the studio. So we definitely need a follow up. Episode with Victor.
Listen, I would have said something had I known she just didn't reach out to you.
You didn't throw it out there either. I told you all of the people I reached out to.
Maybe I dropped the ball too.
Yeah, you could go schedule some people too or send me some suggestions. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he said no video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so that was a long time ago. And the funny thing,
Lisa got on you.
What?
She said, Victor, how dare her?
Lisa, stop it. I was thinking the other day how nervous I was to reach out to Victor to get him on that podcast.
Oh, yeah?
So nervous. And Heather was like,
I think I remember.
Just message him. And I was like, no, it's Victor. And she was like, he's really nice. Just message him. And I was like, And then I did. And then I kind of did the, like, messaged him. And then, like, you know, put your phone. And then you don't look at it because you're, like, scared of, like. And then it went off pretty quickly. And I was like, And then now look at us.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next event so we can hang out.
I know. I hear that there's one, like, in the works.
Okay.
You know, it's they're securing dates and contracts and stuff.
There's work behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We haven't been invited yet. So we might, you know, they might not want us anymore. They might be sick of our shit, but that's okay. I'll be a vendor and I'll just be an attendee.
Yeah.
If that's the case. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. But
whatever. Yeah. I'm excited to see everyone. That's the best part. Mm-hmm. But teaching that was amazing and getting the feedback from everyone.
Right.
And like, you know, doing the mind blown and teaching someone new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But hanging out with people was really like equally my favorite part.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Will, you and Mark do a great job.
You really do.
It's an awesome they're awesome events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to see what this one is.
Yeah. Where and when and
right?
All that fun stuff.
That's when Moby was a minnow. Victor said, soon. We have to audition again. They're going to be like, no thanks. All right. So, story time.
Story time.
Oh, stop it, Cindy. You are a very cool kid. And you better come. You missed both of them, and you probably had a lot of things going on in your life, and that's why you did, but unacceptable because it's about me. So, and Heather, and because we love you and we miss you. She's met her, I think, a few times in person, and I haven't. When Heather still lived in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
They, like, all met up in the middle
and
went to dinner a couple times without me.
I mean, you weren't there.
I'm still jelly. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now for real, the story. 35 minutes in. I'm going to have to tell people to skip ahead when we get to that point. So, let's see. Man, how far back do we go?
T-shirts.
Yeah. So, at
the cameo.
Well, so, but me, so me and my mom, my mom was very creative. Like, my mom took, like,
in 1984.
Shut up. She took, like, cake decorating classes and would, like, do, like, intricate, like, basket weave, like, icing and, like, whole things. And she was very creative, and she kind of instilled that, like, in me and my sister as well. And so we would always do kind of, like, creative stuff. Me and my mom and my sister actually did a couple, like, vendor tables at small craft events at, like, local schools or local events. And at one of them, and we might have only done the one, I don't remember, but at one of them, we sold millions of things made out of fleece. So we made those fleece tie blankets. We made, they were like fleece tie scarves as well. My mom made these little, like, they were like pouches for, like, small animals. So, like, hamsters, hedgehogs, whatever. And they'd like to, like, go in there and, like cuddle pouch and sleep. Yeah. So we made a bunch of those things. And what really happened was we made enough money to go spend it at other people's booths because we loved craft shows. So we never really made any money from it. At one point we were making these like mini pies on a stick. So kind of like a cake pop, but they were pies.
Pie pops.
Yeah. And so we did, like, I made our logo. I think my mom, like, even registered, like, our name, whatever it was. I don't even remember what the name was. And we were, like, messing with, like, the ratio of, like, the pie filling to the pie crust. But then it was, like, it was, if you put too much pie crust, it would ooze out. And if you didn't put enough, then it was kind of dry, because then it was just mostly, like, pie crust.
Yeah.
And so we were, like, trying to figure that out. And then we were selling them, like, pretty well for a while. And then eventually it just kind of, like, fizzled out, because, you know, we would have needed, like, a commercial kitchen eventually. And, like, it was just, it was a lot. So that didn't really, like, take off. But we had always kind of, like, tossed around the idea of having some kind of side hustle, creative side hustle. But I never really thought, I thought it would always be just that. A side hustle.
Right.
And this will be extra money. We can go on a family vacation. I can pay, you know, some extra bills, have some fun money, whatever. It was never like, you know, it was going to be like
real
my
money job. Right.
Like, only job.
Right.
And so I was working at an oil and gas company, and I loved my boss. I loved my job. And, then layoffs happened, and they laid off my amazing boss. She was literally like my second mom. She's who I need to text that I haven't texted in a while.
Right.
I got a text from an old coworker actually from that job today. And it, like, it made, you know, made my day. And I was like, I need to do that, like, to, for someone else. I need to reach out to someone I haven't talked to in a long time, because you just, you never know.
Right.
So she's who I need to contact. Don't let me forget.
I won't let you forget.
But anyway, she was amazing, and they laid her, and so it was a group of 12 of us, and they laid off everybody but me and one other person.
Yeah.
And I
got
was,
play by play that day. They let so-and-so go. They let so-and-so go.
It was the worst day. So it, everyone was on Instant Messenger.
Right.
Well, then it was like, they're they're coming to my office, or they're in the office next door, or whatever. They literally, like, it was like the Grim Reaper was coming down the hall, and, like, you knew that, like,
they
were coming your way, and you didn't know which way they were going to say.
Right.
But if the person next to you was let go, you knew that the likelihood that you probably were, if you were in their same department or whatever. And so I see people dropping like flies, including my mom and my sister. We all worked at the same company. And no, my sister, not yet. My sister wasn't, I don't think she was laid off that same day. I think it was just my mom. Yeah, it was just my mom that day. So they let my mom go, at least I think. Who knows? But I know for sure they let my mom go. And I was like, oh my God. And then they got to our group. And like they would go from green to gray and unavailable. And it was like, it was so awful. And then they came to my room. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, I was newly pregnant.
Yep.
And so I was an emotional freaking wreck. Yeah. And
with the one before JR.
Yes. Yeah. With the one before JR. And I didn't know, you know, at the time, but I was a hot mess. And then again, they had like let go of my mom too. And they were like, they came in, they're like, so why are you so upset? And I'm like, well,
Victor says he has a pit in his stomach from listening to this.
Listen, exactly.
Listen, I was at work getting texts.
Awful.
Getting texts. They let so-and-so go. So-and-so's gone. So, because she was just going, like, she was just had the instant messenger up and she was just texting me.
I'm just thinking about it because I just, oh, it was the worst. And then they came in, and mind you, it was a lot of male bosses, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to deal. A lot of them don't know how to deal with female emotion, especially newly pregnant, haven't announced, it's too early to announce pregnant, like, emotions. Right. And you've now let go my mom and basically my second mom and the whole rest of my department.
Right.
And I'm not supposed to be upset or panicking right now. Like, are you kidding me? And he legit asked me, he was like, what's going on? And I'm like, you let everybody go.
What did you do before coming here?
Right.
Tell me the last five stops you did. What'd you do?
Yeah, because I was sure they were coming for me. Right. There's at no point did I see when I saw, so mind you, I was in another group. So like I was in this group with those 12 people, but me and I think the other person, I think she was in, I don't know if she was in my group at that time or not. I don't remember. But so I sat with the drilling department and they all sat with the accounting department. So while I was part of that group, I sat somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I was on a whole nother floor from them. Right. So when they were all gone,
in the safe zone,
I just assumed like I'm next and they all went first because they're all together and we're the little stragglers.
Right.
So I didn't expect them to keep me at all. So I was sure it was all right. We're well, all here gone. We go. Yeah. And then they're like, you're staying. And then it was like an immediate, what do you call it? Survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
It was like, well, I don't want to stay if it's only me and one other person. Can you take me too? Like, you know, and it's like, I didn't. And then everyone, the people who were let go were mad at me.
But they were also given like pretty nice like severance packages, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They were.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they were all like upset at me and like, why did she get to keep her job and like whatever? And it's like, I didn't choose this life. Right. Like, if this wasn't me, like,
I thought I was with you.
Right.
I had my box packed. Look, all my stuff is already in the box.
Yeah. I had taken stuff home. I had downloaded recipes that were on my computer. Like, yeah. Gotta
clean up this work history.
Right.
Can't see that.
Exactly.
Can't see that.
Yeah. So, man, it was a lot. And then, so they kept me on, but it was rough. It was never the same. My main two bosses were in another state and we were kind of like the redheaded, you know, stepchildren. You know, we'd be left out of a lot of things. One, simply because we weren't present, so we couldn't participate. And two, because they would legit forget that we were part of the group. And so it didn't feel good.
Right.
And there was also no following up Christy because Christy was just such an amazing boss that like it just
with the whole team there in that office too, there were a lot of chances for you to do like creative things as well, which those opportunities went away because there's no team to do any like team building type stuff for.
No. So. Yeah, and thankfully the drilling team had already done so. They had kind of taken me under their wing, and especially when I didn't really have another group, they like, you know, they were there. But like when it came down to it, they weren't the ones who determined my pay, my raises, my, you know, they could kind of help influence and they would sometimes. They would like write an email and be like, oh, she's been an asset to our group, whatever.
Because those two big bosses of that were really cool too.
Of the drilling group?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were
Tommy and that other, I forget his name, the Spanish dude that took over after him.
Starts with an M.
Yeah, I forgot his name. I don't know. You ruined me. Sorry. I'm terrible with names. I see his face. I just don't know his name.
Anyway, yes, him. So then fast forward to I'm pregnant with JR.
Yep.
And I see all those hilarious onesies on Etsy. Well, they're like $20 each.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, I want those funny onesies, but I don't want to pay $20 per onesie. Hold on, let me check on the comments. Let's see. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Very true. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. And holy shit, how did that go when you got home? Oh, man. Like, I was a mess.
Yeah.
I was a hot mess. And again, it was very new in the pregnancy. It was like 7 weeks or something like that.
And not that that caused it.
No, but like, it
couldn't have helped. But and then we lost that worst.
Oh, it was the worst thing to go through. You go through the layoffs.
Yeah.
And then weeks later, I go through a miscarriage.
We go through. And then we go to our first.
Then I find out.
Right.
That the baby like has no heartbeat.
Right.
But I'm not miscarrying yet. I still feel like I'm pregnant.
But you still get the news that.
Right. And so it was rough. And then having to tell, again, my male bosses who weren't like super, you know.
Right.
It was like telling a cactus like that you're having a rough day. So it was hard.
Yeah.
And then I legit miscarried at work.
Yeah.
And had to like run home.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was awful. And so it was already like morale was kind of down. And then, so then pregnant with JR and I don't want to pay $1 million for these onesies.
Right.
And, you know, in typical creative fashion, instead of spending $20 on, you know, each on like four onesies or whatever, I look up how to make them and I'm like, I can do that. And so then I get a cheap Cameo. It was brand new, but it was they were selling it on Marketplace or something like that. So it's just the machine's only $80 and the vinyl's pretty cheap. And it's like, then you spend hundreds of dollars in craft supplies so that you can make those and so that you don't spend. So I buy this machine to make funny onesies for JR. Spoiler alert, I never made the funny. I made a couple.
You made a few.
I made him t-shirts eventually, but it was like a year or two in before I made him anything. Yeah. I made my friends funny onesies.
Hey, and you made JR onesies. Mm-hmm. I mean JR t-shirts.
Yes.
That Jackson wore.
Jackson is still wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I put it on like, oh wait, she made this.
Like the chick magnet one. My aunts are crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been some good ones. So I definitely did do that eventually.
And you made me a shirt for his
My first shirt was for delivery.
Yep.
And it was push it real good.
Yeah.
The Salt and Pepper song, for those who don't know. But I don't know if you can be my friend if you don't know. Fuck man, that's insane.
I only spent $400 to make these.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't want to spend $20. Anyone can spend $20.
Yeah. And then it took me forever before I made them. And then it turned into me making shirts for all of my friends.
Right.
If my friends had like a fun party or celebration, they were ordering however many shirts for everybody.
Yeah.
I made shirts for like our mud volleyball team. Like, yep, I was making them for all. I had a steady, like orders. And then fast forward to, I was starting to resent them. I would definitely procrastinate. I would drag my feet on fulfilling orders.
Also, while you were buying that, we found out that a friend had a heat press just chilling in her basement.
Yeah. Well, because she needed to make t-shirts for her son's basketball team and wanted to do them cheap. And so she bought it. Used it once and then never used it again.
Yeah.
So she sold that to me for cheap. So I did get things like cheaper on a discount, but I still spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was worth it in the end because legit, if it wasn't for the Cameo, I wouldn't be here either likely.
Right.
So fast forward, I'm kind of not loving the t-shirts, and raises.
And I was gonna say, she didn't make t-shirts. Like she didn't leave her job to make t-shirts.
No. So it's time for raises to come up. It's been a year since the layoffs and. Again, reminder, they went from 12 to 2.
Right.
And they did eliminate some duties. Some.
Yeah.
They didn't eliminate 10 duties. So, duty. And so they like they expected us to take over a lot of that stuff, plus our normal job that we had before. Oh, and then
they also had awesome holiday parties, which was a main selling point in me moving to Colorado. Was these holiday parties.
Listen, we had Robin Thicke at one of our parties. Yeah. It was all amazing.
And in the height of Robin Thicke, not like when he was on the downfall. No, he was on the upswing with what was that song that he had? I forget what
The one with the, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, whatever. But it was on the upswing and he was there. Like it was
amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then they're like, well, we can't have a holiday party because we just had these layoffs. They're like, what? Uh-huh. You just saved all this money from laying these people off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it came to raise time. And mind you, I busted my ass for a year.
Right. Well, you kind of had to because it was just you and one other person. Right.
And I'm like, I'm thankful for my job. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and that's what also what they sold you. Right. It was like, be happy to be here because you're the only one who got the job.
And so I showed up to my meeting at Raise Time and they gave me $0.
Yeah.
Zero.
Not even a gift card.
Nothing. Not a 1%, not 1.5%, not 3% for cost of living, which is never the equivalent to cost of living increase. They gave me nothing. So I was like, and when I say immediate, something switched in me immediate. I was like, oh, okay. You want 0% raise, Crystal? I got you. I did just enough not to get fired.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't get fired. There's a lot of days where like I barely did anything because it was like, oh, okay. You don't value the hard work that I put in. You don't value what I did to keep this like group afloat while you let everybody else go. You barely checked up on us. You barely like included us in everything. And then you're like,
Thanks a lot.
High five, though. Good job.
Good job this year. You killed it. You
still got your job.
You killed it.
Another year, you still got your job.
We knew we picked the right person to stay.
Motherfuckers. They really didn't. They picked the wrong one to give 0% to. Because, and I used to have to sit there, and I used to have to, I would continually repeat what my salary was in my head.
Right.
So that I didn't walk out the door. It was a good salary. But I realized then that that is not enough. If you hate your job, if you hate where you're going and you don't feel appreciated, that dollar amount, it's not everything. Sure, it was great, but like it wasn't worth being like, ugh, I have to go to work every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And not wanting to be there. And like, am I going to get fired today because I don't want to be here?
Right.
And I don't want to work.
And traffic and then, to and from.
Right. Yeah. And that was the other thing. It wasn't close.
Right.
It was 45 minutes at least on a good day there and there.
Right.
Not, and then that much plus some back. And God forbid if it was snowing that day, like you double, triple that to get there and then also get back. And then we were pregnant with, still pregnant with JR. And you went back to Florida.
Yep.
And you went alone because Zika was going on at that time.
So we didn't want to risk it.
And so we didn't want to risk it, especially with the miscarriage.
We also asked the doctor, like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
Right.
And they're like, okay, well, you just guys need to be abstinent, you know, and then you test.
Right.
And like, all right, say less.
Yeah.
I'm coming home.
Right.
Because I need my 6-month fix.
Right. Yeah.
So I came home and, of course, got offered one of numerous jobs at my old job, and he's like, hey, you ever think of coming back? I'm like, listen, since my wife's not here, between you and me, every day I think about coming back, especially on winter.
Cindy says, oh, look, it's almost 5. I better start.
Yeah.
Stop working now. Like, no, I stopped at like 4:30. Like, listen, better long lunches.
3:30, better start wrapping this day up.
I definitely was never on time. Like, yeah. And 4:45, that's close enough to 5. I'm out. Like, I don't even know what's on.
15-minute walk to the car.
Right.
You got to get out of the garage.
Yeah. Listen, I got stuck in that garage a couple times. See? This is the worst. There's one exit.
Yeah. So I get offered. They had 4 positions open and I get offered. I go to visit and everyone's like, oh, are you here to interview for one of the positions? I'm like, obviously. And also they ask because I'm alone.
Right.
I didn't bring you. So they're like, oh, well, maybe he's here to, because if he was just visiting,
yeah,
he would have brought the wife. So I'm like, no. I'm like, I didn't even know there was, I'm just here visiting.
Yeah.
And then my boss called me and was like, hey, you wanna come back? I'm like, every day. And I'm like, listen, it's 80 something here, it's 42 back home.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I would love to just stay.
I should have never let you go in the winter.
I would love to just stay, but I can't. I gotta go back. My wife is pregnant and this and that. So I'm like, let me talk to her.
Yeah.
You got four positions, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm gonna be able to.
Right. Well, you were terrified to ask me.
And then I didn't know how to ask you.
Right.
Because I didn't want to come off like I'm coming home with
right.
or without you.
Right.
I didn't want it to sound like that. I didn't want to make it sound like an ultimatum.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. I even played with not telling you.
Right.
And not just like telling him no and not even bringing it up because I didn't know how to.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine was like, just tell her.
Yeah.
Just call her and tell her.
Yeah.
And see what happens. And then.
Again, now, mind you, this is after I've had a zero raise. This is after sick of it.
Another
reason I didn't leave was because they were paying for my degree that I was currently working on.
Right.
I had been going to school. I still don't know how I finished it. I had been going to school part time for it took me 11 years to graduate. Because we did take summers off. We didn't take any.
Don't worry, we're about to get into classes. Lasers because once we get to Miami.
And so I was almost done with school and it was like I saw the end of the tunnel because I had spent so much time into it that I couldn't quit.
Right.
At that point, I had to finish.
And then I knew that. So I knew there was no way you were going to go for it. And it's like, you know, I still knew you had roughly about a year left.
Year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. Left. So I'm like, it's four positions a year.
Right. They're not going to be filled.
They're not going to be. They're not going to hold it. I got to hold it for a year. Right. And I'm not going to come before and miss. Like, no, that's not going to happen. So, but my friend said just ask. So I'm like, well, she's a woman. I'm going to take her advice. And and I called you, I think, right there. I think I called you there from her house.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, hey, so funny thing happened today. And I got offered a position.
Right.
I promise you, I didn't go in there looking for it, but I just got offered a position, like just verbally, like I didn't.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, when you get back, we'll talk about it. And I was like, that wasn't a no. That wasn't a hell no.
Right.
I'm like, we might have, I looked at my friend. I'm like, we might have some wiggle room here.
Yeah. I was just sick. I was sick of it. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. I was not happy.
Right.
Like but how it was. I wanted to change.
It's a hard decision to move away from home, to move away from what you know. I had known that. So I was like, and this is just going
to
be
knowing how hard strong. It was well, asking I mean, it someone
took,
else to do it.
Well, no, it took me so long for me to wrap my head around it.
Mm.
So much so that when I saw our relationship getting serious, I broke up.
He broke up with me.
Yeah. So I knew how hard that was. So I was like, and I knew you still wanted to finish school.
Right.
And all this, so I was like, you're going to say no. But then you were like, we'll talk about it when you get home.
Yeah.
And then really the only thing was to finish school was like your only hang-up. She's like, well, once I finish from school, we can go then.
And I was like, we literally left weeks after my last semester. Mm-hmm. So much so I was panicking that if I didn't finish if I didn't pass my last class, we were already going to be in Florida and I wasn't going to be able to easily take it again because it wasn't available like online.
Right.
I couldn't take it remotely.
Yeah.
So it was like I have to pass. And like
no pressure.
We moved out here in August of 18.
Yep.
And we actually had to come back in December
for you to walk.
And to graduate.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to walk,
yes,
but like
did.
I had to.
All that time. Yeah. You have to. Right. You have to cap gown. What's that? I mean, yes, the piece of paper, but like honestly, you need that part.
Yeah,
that party
I did.
Because it's the caveat to you going through. Yeah, it's going through the finish line.
And listen, I barely graduated high school. I hated school. I remember starting to hate school in fourth grade. Like I hated school from very early age. I knew it was not like I didn't fit in well because I was a perfectionist. I was so self-conscious about getting anything wrong to the point where like if I filled out a paper like a homework sheet and like say there's six questions on there and I only know like three or four, I wouldn't turn it in because I was self-conscious about the two or three that I didn't have an answer for or that I was scared to get wrong. Rather than just turn it in and get the
passing
50
grade.
To 60% of whatever I had or get something better than nothing, I didn't realize that until college. So, you know, it was, or maybe even high school, but really college, I remember is when it clicked. It was like, oh, I didn't finish this or I'm not 100% sure. Like something is better than just not turning it in at all. Cause then it looks like I did nothing. It looks even worse. And I wasn't like clicky. Like, I mean, I was definitely not going to school with like my hair did and makeup and dressed to the nines. Like I just didn't want to be there. So school was tough for me. So to finish college when I had zero plans on going to college.
Victor loves college.
Oh, he would. He'd love he bought Silhouette or downloaded Silhouette just because he wanted to learn it for fun. I don't understand.
He likes to learn.
My brain just does not. I like to learn, but not very selective things. Not new softwares. Not yeah, it's very, very selective. Yeah. So
yeah.
And then when we got out here, apparently, so this was my plan, and I thought I had discussed it with him a few times because I had ingrained myself. So in one of my Silhouette groups, someone posted a sign that they made on their Glowforge, but they used Silhouette to design it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hold up. How did you do that? I need more information. So it was on a Glowforge. It was on her laser. And I'm like, what the hell is a laser? I need one. And it was like a desktop, you know, simple plug and play. It was a couple $1,000, which was a lot of money. It was $4,000.
It's not a couple. Couples, two.
Several couples.
A fuse, three.
Two couples.
And
again, I was sick of the t-shirts. I wasn't loving anymore. I knew I needed like something else because the t-shirts were a lot of work for not a lot of money.
Right.
And they would give me anxiety that I was like pressing, if I was pressing them enough, not enough, too long, too hot, not hot enough.
Right.
And so I just like, it wasn't working for me. And so I needed something else, but I wanted something similar that made sense that like I could use my same base and just sell them different products rather than t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I don't do t-shirts anymore. I don't do as many t-shirts anymore, but this, look at this other stuff I got. And so I joined the two, I think one or two groups that there were, that I knew that there were at the time. And I just watched like what everyone else was doing. And it only made me want one that much more because I just got to see all these cool things that people were making. And so then with the proceeds of the sale of our home, I convinced him to, you know, let me make this big purchase. So much so that before we even moved, I even asked, like, I went to like some psychic reading with my mom and my sister. It was like a girl date we did one day. And we're like, oh, this would be fun. And so I asked at that point, the reading, and I was like, so there's this thing I want to do and I want to take my business. And because although I had my finance degree, I hated it.
Right.
And I had zero desire to use my finance degree in finance and work at another job that I didn't like. I'm like, this is my opportunity to do something that I actually enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And for a while I was just going to stay home with JR. Cause I went straight back to work. I think it was like 10 weeks or something after I had him before. So I stayed home with him, you know, for a year, but the plan was to stay home and then like slowly kind of find a job as I needed to, that was like,
If we needed to,
because I was going to see where my business would take me. And
I had the opportunity, granted it would have been a lot of overtime, but I had the opportunity to, you know, make up to, you know, basically to have all the bills covered.
Right. Yeah.
Without you having to go to work.
Yeah.
Only thing is I'd be at work.
Right. So, we did that for a while. And then I asked the psychic and she was like, and they basically were like, yeah, it's going to be really good. It's not going to be without, right? It's not going to be without its troubles or, you know, hard days. She's like, but if you stick at it, like, it's going to be successful.
Which, I'm skeptical, but I'm just saying, like, right. Here we are.
Right. And I mean, it's true. Even if it's psychic or not, if you stick to something and you keep going, I mean, yeah, there's every once in a while, there's those delusional people on Shark Tank that, you know, Mr. Wonderful says, you need to take this out to the barn and shoot it.
Right.
There's those people every once in a while with it. They'll take an idea until the wheels fall off and not like pivot.
And it's great.
Right. And so, and I was like, okay, like they say I can do this. I'm going to do this. And we ordered the Glowforge. And again, he's still very skeptical.
No. So when she comes and says, oh, I want to buy a laser.
See, Victor's a smart decision.
Well, yeah, now. Monday morning quarterback is always 20-20. Victor, right. Come on. But she tells me she wants to buy this machine, this laser machine. She never talked about a laser. I never heard laser. The only what I thought she was gonna ask me for or ask to buy with it was that what's that box that folds out into
the dream box.
Uh-huh. She talked about numerous times.
Right.
So I was not surprised, and I was like, fine, we're gonna dream box this up because you've been talking about this thing. Right. You already kind of knew where you wanted to put it anyway, and then you're like a laser. I'm like, what are you, Dr. Evil? Do you want dolphins? I mean, do you want the sharks to put it on too?
My first laser was freaking laser.
Yeah. I was like, a laser. Okay, Dr. Evil. And then I was like, this is going to be the cameo all over again a year from now, because we were about a year in and she was sick of making shirts. So I'm like, but she moved cross country. I'm back home. And I'm like, well, this is just going to cost me $4,000 to be back home. I'm like, I guess. Oh,
Victor, the dream box. So you asked, what the hell is a dream box? So it's
a transformer closet is what it is.
It really is. So it's a transformer closet for like a crafter. It would not fit in your house because he has a small house. It would not fit in your house, but it's amazing. You get to like, you just, it organizes all.
You basically have. This like so armoire, many, like, you have this armoire looking so, thing. Then you open it up.
Kathy Ray said craft room in an armoire. Armoire.
Peripheral all over.
Peripheral.
So you open it up and it's like a sewing machine.
That's a word I hate pronouncing.
Yeah, it's like a sewing, a lot of sewing people use. So it's like a sewing machine.
Well, they have the like sewing machine, like attachment table thing.
And then once it's folded out once, it can fold out again.
So it like it looks like this, and then it
goes
and then
I am Optimus Prime.
And then like tables come up. It's amazing.
Yeah. Not
I wanted
one
for this house, but it really just did not make sense with the stuff I have because it works with a lot of like paper crafts or small crafts or that light. Kind of stuff. Like, yeah. And
not
I know there's nowhere to put my massive hoard of acrylic on it. So it didn't work here either, but I wanted one here too, but it didn't work out
for the warehouse.
So Lisa said I wanted one of those so bad back in the day. Yeah. They were so awesome.
They're like trapper keepers.
He said, oh, good Lord, you pay $2,000 for it and have to spend $10,000 to fill it. You probably already spent $2,000 to fill it. You $10,000 to fill it. But now you just have a more organized way of putting it away is what you hope. But yeah.
So that's what I thought she was coming at me with. And she said a laser.
Nope.
And then I was worried about it. And I was like, I mean, will she? But then I caved.
He did.
I caved. We bought it. And then I think after that, our electrical box went out.
I don't know when that was.
It was after, because I was like, oh, you know, that $4,000 we spent on that Glowforge, we could have used it here.
And
had some more left over. But instead, here we are using a lot more of our savings that we wanted to. For just starting off. But we made. Oh, and then, of course, you know, all my worries came to fruition when this machine came. And one. She's like, oh, I have to vent this. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, how are we going to vent that?
Before I bought it, I legit and then, knew nothing. And then we figured, I need to vent it.
Then I figured that out for her. Or we figured it out
together, yeah.
And then once we figured that out,
we turned
She was worried about, oh, maybe it's too hot here for it.
Well, it was having a temperature error.
Right. Well, no. Even before that. You were worried about the temperature
it had like a very kind of strict range of like operating 65 to like 75.
Right.
And of course, the room that I was going to put it in was like the, it's like a, it used to be a Florida, what you call a Florida room, and it, other places call like a sunroom, but it was converted to a bedroom and like a just kind of like a bonus area,
like a den
room.
Type thing. Yeah, like but it didn't have an AC fixture.
It didn't have AC vent.
Yeah, but I mean, it was open. It didn't
was
have
open,
any
but it was
doors.
Hot.
But it would be hot in there.
And like it was right next to the sliding glass door. Yeah. It was just, it was a warm room, and so I was like, okay, well maybe that's why. And so like we're doing all these things.
Up
we
on.
Literally we raised it because people were like, oh, maybe there's not enough ventilation. Yeah.
So we got some, like,
put an
cut down
AC
some
in front of it on it to like cool it down. No,
nothing
it,
worked.
It, the temperature gauge or whatever it was didn't work.
So it was like pack it up and send it back to them.
And I also didn't know at the time that when you pack it up and send it back to them, what they send to you was a refurb. I had no idea that I had just spent.
Oh,
like
no. And then the beautiful thing of this is you spend $4,000 on a product that you have no way of getting in touch with anybody after.
Oh, yeah. And you have to email them.
She told me I have to email them. Like, we can't just call them. Just text support. She's like, no, that's not how it works. I'm like, we spent $4,000 on this. I spent $200 at Walmart. I can call somebody to help fix it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So needless to say, he was a little upset.
Yeah,
and then I'm panicking.
I held every to not say I told you so.
You did with your eyeballs.
I
looked at me could, and you were like,
because it was that
raised, like
that's what was in my head.
Dad,
like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew something like this was going to happen.
But surprisingly enough, the second that next one I got, it lasted me like two and a half years.
Yeah.
The rest of the time. And the only thing I had to do was change out the black lid cable, which amazingly enough went out like in November in the middle of like
holiday
Christmas gift assembly and stuff. So yeah, that was rough. But then fast forward to that, soon after I got it, then Heather got hers. Like just shortly,
her Glowforge.
Just shortly after I got mine, and like I kind of saw her in the groups, and I could tell that like we had really similar humor, and like I could tell like we would both end up on the same post with some smart ass like joking comment, and I was like, I like this girl, and so then at one point, I was looking. So one of my customers, one of my old coworkers from my oil and gas job, she wanted a gift card for some gift exchange she was doing with her friends. And she wanted it to be like over the top, like extra. Like she wanted to pay extra for like a cool physical gift card to my business. She wanted to support me. And so I looked, you know, on Etsy, and I didn't want to make it myself, but I didn't find any I liked.
Right.
So I created my own like gift card file, and I made it super complicated with glitter, acrylic, and veneer. And it was like these crazy lines that went over, and you had to like, there was particular like front side and back side and like whatever. So I made this over the top gift card, but I loved it. And so I had posted in the groups, because I had also posted in the groups asking if anybody had any gift card files, and no one really did. And so I ended up making my own. And when I made it and I posted it, Heather was like, oh, I actually need one. Can I buy that file from you? And I was like, oh my God, like I have never sold a file before. I have no idea if it's good quality, like if it's crap, whatever. And so she like bullied me. This is her first experience of Heather bullying me. She bullied me into selling her the file. And so I did. And then in typical Heather fashion, she bought it and then never around to making it. And so I'm sitting here like, oh, I sold my first file. I need to know, did it work?
How it
too complicated? Right. Like, do I need to tweak anything? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it terrible?
I don't know.
Like, oh, I haven't got around to it. I'm bugging the fuck out of her. Like, did you make it yet? And like, I tried to friend request her at one point, and like it was like turned off. You know how some people, you go to their profile and you can only message them.
Right.
And she was like, oh, my son must have done that. You know, blamed it on Logan at the time. Mm-hmm. I think he was like two.
Right. I will say.
Yeah. And I was like, she's not ready to be my friend, but it's okay. I'm a wearer down. And then eventually I think she made the file just to shut me the fuck up, because I kept bugging her because anxiety was like, come on, lady, let me know if it's worth selling. And then fast forward, we ended up, she finally let in and let me become her friend. And we became like laser friends and laser besties like pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And she was starting her Etsy shop for files. And I was terrified of starting an Etsy shop for files, because I would post stuff and they'd be like, oh, that's cool, where'd you get the file? And I'd be like, oh, I made it. I'm like, oh my God, you should sell that. I'm like, I don't know. And I was just, I've always seen like the people who, I was still a newbie myself.
Right.
And I always saw the people who were like upset at how a file didn't work and how like you can't control when it's user error and all those things. So I had all this, like, I was way overthinking it because I was scared of pissing off a customer. Mm-hmm. fucking bully. I know that, Cindy. She's the best bully ever. And Cindy said, lies. Me too. Took me a lot to start my shop. Oh yeah. Victor. Yeah. It's nerve wracking. It's so scary to put yourself out there and like sell somebody something. And even though it's like $3 to $5, people get real pissed when things don't work. And it's like, you know, you think it works.
Real life money.
And just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody else in every skill level too. And I didn't realize that my skill level was higher than other newbies.
Right.
And so other newbies would come to me, because like I taught myself silhouette. Like, sure, I used a couple YouTube videos, but for the most part, everything I learned from it was just playing around with it and seeing how, if I could make this happen by trial and error.
Right.
And so I didn't necessarily ever know like the best way to do it. I just knew what worked for me.
Using any other software either.
Right.
So you're not bringing that back knowledge.
Exactly. And then like if someone didn't know how to use their software, they would buy a file that needed to be customized and they wouldn't know how to add a name. And it's like, I barely know what I'm doing. Like trying to explain to you who, like, you know, it's like,
I mean, you only spent $5.
$5.
I might sit here and walk you through it.
Right, which we will. Most of us will, and we do. It's rough. It can be rough. For the most part, it's amazing. But yeah, so then she opened up her shop and she was like, you need to open up yours. And so I opened up mine, and fast forward to now, I don't even know. I haven't checked it recently, but the last time I checked it, I had over 11,000 sales on my Etsy. And that was 2 years into my glow first. So that was 2020. What do you say? I would write the error code as the idiot.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that. I was actually reading it as a code. I was like, what is that?
And so that was in 2020. And then COVID happens.
Yeah.
And then physical products are going through the roof because no one's going to stores. So now they're actually ordering from their friends, their family, online stores,
or getting into it themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Because you kind of made that COVID shift like 2 years before, 2 or 3 years before COVID was actually COVID.
Right.
So now everyone's making that move, but you made it.
Right.
You know.
Well, and it was perfect because there were a lot of people who were new and who were buying files. Mm-hmm. And so I supplied them with said files.
Right.
That's when
work was a breeze.
Yeah.
I loved my job then.
Yeah.
We started doing Zoom interviews.
Yeah.
I didn't have to interview anyone in person.
Right.
Traffic was so light.
Yeah.
I do a live shot and nobody was around. Mm-hmm. We were like the only ones allowed to be out.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is why I got into news.
Right. Yeah, so then it took off. I remember I had one of my best months ever, and I was like, Heather had ordered her Mira, and Jasmine had ordered hers, Tiffany had ordered hers, Emily already had hers, and I was like, okay, all of my close laser friends all have these nice industrial lasers on the way or already have them. Mindy had ordered hers.
Right.
So I had major FOMO, but I was like, I you know, you barely let me buy the first.
The conversation went completely the other way this time.
Yeah, he didn't care because he saw how much was in the bank account.
Well, that and it wasn't coming out right. It was like you were, the business was paying for itself. Not
right
now, the business wasn't paying any bills yet.
No,
but it was paying. It was keeping itself afloat.
Maybe like one small one.
Yeah,
like
here and there. Yeah. But it was keeping itself afloat. Right. Everything.
Yeah, everything was going straight back into the business.
Right. So it was like, okay, we're not investing in the business anymore. It's taking care of itself.
Yeah.
So you were like, you want this machine, and I was like, I mean, the Glowforge has gotten this good for you. If you think that's now I changed my tune because you stuck with it.
Right.
It was working. And you seem to like it. So I was like, well, if you think that's what you need to do, then go ahead and do it. And we'll.
So then I already had it on my mind. I was waiting until I needed to get 50%, like plus 10 or 20% to make me feel comfortable so that I had like a cushion plus, you know, once, because you had to pay 50% when you ordered it. Well, I didn't want to have 50% and have $0 in my account because I had to be able to buy materials. I had to be able to cover like my expenses, you know, the business expenses and that kind of stuff. And then the Glowforge one day kept doing these ghost lines on my watch bands. Mm-hmm. And I was getting so mad. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm ordering this machine. And I was like, you know what? Like I had the 50% and I didn't quite have the like 2,000 that I wanted as an extra cushion. I had like 1,000. And so I even tossed around buying a Mira 7 instead. And I was like, no, I know I'm going to want a 9 eventually. Let me just wait for the 9. So that day I didn't order it right away. And then, was it 2 weeks later? I had enough to get the 9.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I waited 2 weeks. I put my 50% down on the 9, and then by the time the 9 came in like 4 months, because I ordered it in like July, I think, and it came mid-December. And by mid-December, I had the other 50% and it was 100, it was paid off before it showed up at the house. So that was awesome. And then, the next thing in my journey after the files was keychain thingies.
Yep.
That was an accidental thing. I actually ordered a keychain from Sticker Mule because I was obsessed with their stickers and all of their like swag. I ordered it was like 10 keychains for like $9.99 or something like that. Super cheap. And they had what I now call keychain thingies on there. And I was like, what is this?
Right.
Because I had just made like 75 keychains.
Victor keychain thingies.
I had just made a whole bunch of keychains.
He's having laser envy.
I know. I'm sorry. We keep joking that we all want to like chip in for like Amira and just like send it to his house. But, and we joke that it would have to be like his like dining room table or like his coffee table or that he could sleep in it because they're big enough. Yeah. The Glowforge probably barely fits in his place. But yeah. So.
That's it. You're moving to Florida.
Right? Come on. And so
you know you want.
I posted in the That One with a Laser group and I said, what are these and how do I get them? Because I didn't know what to call them.
Right.
I kept searching by all these terms and I couldn't find them anywhere. And then someone in the comments like put, you know, like a link to you know, the Alibaba, AliExpress, one of those, and was like, here they are. And I'm like, oh my God. I need those. And so many other people were in the comments like, oh, I need those too. I need those too. I couldn't find anybody. DeSantis. And I couldn't find anybody who was selling them locally anywhere in like the States or wherever. And so I saw so many other people who needed them and wanted them too. And I was like, okay. And so I ordered a whole bunch extra. I ordered some for me and a whole bunch extra. And then here we are. And I have close to, I think, 300 different product listings on my website, keychainthingies.com. And then the next thing was the podcast.
Did the podcast come after things? Uh-huh.
I think
so. Same time.
No, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember the anniversary of Thingies.
Right.
It was in April. So it might have been around the same time, yeah. Actually, now that you say that. Because have we been doing this for 2 years now?
I think so. No. Well, the studio is 1 year. Video is 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we celebrated a year in the studio.
He said Rockstar Podcast was first. Was it? Okay. So, yeah. So then it was
Kathy
like...
Kathy loves herself some keychains.
She does. She's one of my best customers on my website. Because when Kathy orders, she orders. She orders several of like almost everything. And I love it. It's amazing. So yeah. Okay. Then podcast was right before it then. It was, the podcast was like March, April, we started recording it. And so that was because
fans have spoken.
Right? Said podcast they're first. Well, and listen, they know my life better than I do at this point. So that was because you listen to podcasts all day, every day.
Yeah. It's my AM radio.
Right, and talk radio that my dad used to listen to. And so he comes to me and he's like, are there any laser podcasts? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I haven't seen anybody post about it. You know, no one's advertising, come listen to my podcast, whatever. And I was like, I don't think so. And he was like, we should do one. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I hate my voice. Like, I don't know. And again, we both have major imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And like, I'm 100%. Like, who wants to hear me talk about lasers? Like, I don't know everything. I don't know enough to tell people or whatever.
But how I saw it was you guys were on the front ground of.
Right. I didn't see that. I just thought I was one of the ones who commented, who spent my life in Facebook groups. I didn't think it was because, like, actually new stuff.
Well, it's so I'm sitting on the outside seeing you become moderator of all these new Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like of Facebook groups you have been part of.
Right.
People start them and more. And I'm like, oh, this community is growing.
Yeah.
And it's like you and a few others are kind of like on the forefront, especially of like.
yes. What? Gug. She said, oh, Gug. Yeah. Those were the days. Go Forward Juice Group.
And especially of like the women's movement kind of side of it as well. So it's like
it was a very male, like, dominated industry, especially with the industrial lasers.
Right.
And so us Glowforge hobby lasers were, mm-hmm. you know, super annoying to those, like, make flags and swords and,
right.
you know, and all that kind of stuff. Right, and, yeah, mark guns and, yeah.
Yeah, so I knew you were, like, not the first, obviously.
Right, yeah, but there were several of us who were pretty active.
Amongst the first mm-hmm. influx.
Right.
And then there's all these coming behind you, and there's just more going to come after and after and after. So I was like, we need to get on the forefront so that we're, like, one of the, if not the first, one of the first podcasts, you know, to continue the movement going. So I was like, we totally need to. But at the same time, I was against video as well because I knew how much work it entailed. And here we
look at us. Studio doing number two.
Yeah, studio two and going live. And
Yeah, and so we recorded 5 episodes before I even told anybody. Yeah. And
I think they were live too. I think they were up.
Oh, they might have been, but I didn't send them to anybody.
No. We didn't send them to anybody. We didn't have like a following, but they were, if you could find us by accident.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I sent them to like my closest friends, closest laser friends, Heather, Amanda, Mindy, Emily. And Amanda was the one who, Amanda and Mindy, they listened, you know, pretty like right mm-hmm. away and gave me immediate feedback. And they're like, oh, we love it. It's great.
Right.
And I was like, do you mean that? Are you like, are you saying that because you're my friend? Right. You don't want to hurt my feelings. Right. They're like, and I mean, if you know Mindy, she's not going to just say it because she doesn't want to hurt my feelings. She's going to tell me the truth. Like, you could do a little better or whatever. But yeah, so they loved it. And so much so that Amanda was asking me like, when's the next episode? Cindy,
what am I, chopped liver?
Did I send it to you too? I don't remember. Sorry, Cindy, I love you. And yeah, I got some really great feedback from everybody and they're like, we need more episodes. So I was like, oh, okay, this might actually be a thing. And then still I was self-conscious about it. Even now, I still get anxiety about posting an episode. Like, they're going to think, why did Crystal say that? Why did she, like, she don't know what she's talking about, or she talked too much, or, you know, whatever. I still get anxiety about, like, oh, I should have asked this, or why didn't I ask this?
Right, right, yeah.
You always think of questions. Why did I ask that? Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that still happens to this day. But fast forward to now, I mean, it's one of my favorite things that we do out of all of the million things that we do.
Yeah.
And so if Cindy's correct, then thank you. We love the fact that you were real. So that's what I told him from the very beginning. I'm like, I have to be able to be me. I have to be able to like relax, curse, be funny. And the tagline that we came up with, the podcast of on Laser's life and all the ish in between, I didn't want to be like, oh, I can't talk about the kids for 5 minutes because they're going to be out. Like, I want to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about and not, like, you know, get shit for it because it's not 100% about Lasers. And so, you know, which was great because since it was our thing, we could make it whatever whatever we wanted it to be.
And it's morphed a little bit.
Right. And yeah, immediately we were doing topics at first, and we kind of bring Heather on like every other week or quarterly. We did laser hacks, which we should do another one if we can find some more laser hacks.
Gotta use laser.
And then we started interviewing people, and that made it easier too, because it was getting to the point, it was a lot of work because it was weekly podcasts. And I'm like, someone wanted to know, like, what's the best, like, platform. And it's like, I don't have time to research Shopify, Wix, Etsy, give you all the pros and cons. Like, I don't have time for that because it wasn't the only thing we were doing.
And it's also not something that you can do in a week's time to prepare for that.
And spoiler alert, it paid $0 for 9 months. So, like, you know, it was also like, I can't put this much work and effort into it when, yes, it's like free advertising and it's beneficial to the community and it's fun to do. But when it comes down to it, it wasn't making us any money yet.
Right.
And so, you know, I had to like be logical in how much time I was spending putting into it.
Well, and also what we can do as well, because like we didn't have the paid host.
Right.
We did a free host because, again, it wasn't paying any money. So we just went with, you know, lower quality audio. The biggest purchase was a recorder that we went with.
Yeah, and even then, that was a couple $100. Yeah.
Because, well, no, not the cam, but because the recorder, used the, because the cables weren't like any, it all came in a kit with a mic.
Yeah.
With the mics. And and now here we are with these amazing mics.
Right. They're pretty great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if Cindy is right, then a couple months later, the keychain thingies happened. Mm-hmm. And then let's see, what's the it's authentic. Yes, thank you. During the Glug days, I ended up with both Victor and Cindy as my secret Santa peeps 1 year. That is so cool. I love that. Oh yeah, Emily created TM Wall.
Yeah.
That definitely helped. Because it at first TM Wall was just a group for women to feel like safe being able to post something and not get mansplained when you asked a question about how to do this or how to do that or you know, whatever. And so then after keychain thingies, the bullying happened again with now Heather and Emily. This time they were both interested in making a course.
Oh, right.
And they were going to take this really expensive course on how to make a course. How many times can I say course? I use my Tumblr daily. Oh, yeah. The one that Cindy made. Or not Cindy. The one that Kathy. It's a C. So I kept wanting to say Cindy again. That Kathy made her. Yikes. But yeah. So they're like, oh, you should teach people how to use Silhouette. And I'm like, y'all bitches are crazy. I don't know enough to teach someone else. I taught myself. I'm pretty sure I'm doing 80% of what I do wrong because I just like, does this work? Ta-da, it works. And I'm, you know, adding 4 extra steps that I probably should have. And what I still learn stuff in Silhouette, like to this day. And so I was like, no, I can't. And they're like, do it. And it was literally like the last hour that I could sign up, and it was $2,000 something, and I'm like, that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, fine. I'm like, if I don't do it now, I know I'm not going to do it later, because I'm going to feel like I'm playing catch up. And so, like, if I want to do it, I need to do it now so that we can all do it together and kind of like compare notes and like go through this and whatever. Heather and I launched together at the same time. And yeah, it went amazing. And then it's literally, I mean, I feel like that's pretty much not the end of our story, but just like took us now to where we are now.
Because while all this is going on behind the scenes, I'm watching her growth as an entrepreneur and having her own business and having
the flexibility
and the freedom and everything. And not necessarily jealous, because I didn't want to start my own like news station or anything like that. Well,
kind of similar to you loved your job.
Yes.
You loved what you were doing. Mm-hmm. You loved your bosses.
Yep.
You loved your boss's bosses.
Yep.
And life was great.
Yeah.
And you loved your coworkers and things were good.
Right.
The thing that did kind of suck was the hours, but that wasn't like a huge problem.
No. Yet. And it was prior to COVID. Mm-hmm. It was something that was only a year or two away.
Right.
Because because a selling point that like, not you my recruiter, but my friend that recruited me was like, listen, bro, you come in now. This is the best time, because there are three or four guys that are going to retire within the next two or 3 years.
Yeah.
So you'll be on day side, which is like the good shift in no time.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got a point. Right. Like you got to put, like, it wasn't, it wasn't just selling me.
The station you were at before, they were asking you almost every single day if you could work a double. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. Well, and then
I can't do another double.
It's like
where you're gone from 9 to 9 or whatever.
Yeah. And it was in the same phone call. It's like, hey, can you work a double on Thursday? Like, let's say it's Tuesday. Can you work a double on Thursday? No.
Right.
Well, how about Friday?
Right.
No. Well, how about Saturday?
Tuesday? Okay. Right. Right. It was like,
how about Monday?
He's like, well, I'm working a double on Tuesday. I'm like, what the fuck? And he was like, I said no to three. And then
I felt like I had to say no. And then he also sees it as like unreliable if you say no too many times.
Right.
So it's like, I can't. But I felt like I could say no, because even though he was like my boss, I was really in tight with his boss. And his boss is kind of like the one who like hired me on.
Right.
You know, that was because I was in management.
Yeah.
So I went to the boss.
Right.
So I kind of like worked with him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to like step on toes. But if I had to, I'd be like, yo, this dude wants me to work too much overtime.
Right.
I got family. Like, I know these other guys want it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. What do you mean, Cindy? Yeah, the pushers. What? They were totally the pushers. Said, because the spouse always puts that time in. Oh, so you're saying when he did the doubles, then I was still doing the time like at home.
Yeah.
And we had just one kid at the time, but it was still a lot because he was a young kid, and it was like, okay, I'll handle from day to sunshine, and then no break, no like, okay, like I couldn't pee by myself, I couldn't shower by myself, I couldn't, you know, it was
well. Then on my end, I'm missing out on
you're missing out all of that time
as well. Right. So, it was just a lot. So, making the move over to the other station was fine. Right. But anyway, in the background, you know, I was watching you and kind of like, is there something that I could like, like what could I do?
Even at one point we talked about it. You're like, there's nothing I really, you know, and I was like, well, what about freelance or like weddings or events? And you're like, oh, I don't want to do weddings.
Yeah.
I have no desire to do weddings. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know. And you had kind of tried to do something with your friend back in Colorado.
Yeah.
But he was super busy. So he wasn't really like trying hard to get the leads. And you didn't want any part of getting the leads. You just wanted
because our partnership, show up and film. Well, because our partnership was like the deal was you find the clients. I'll shoot and edit it. And like, if I need a second shooter, you can be my second shooter. Mm-hmm. But all we would really need for you to do is to find the clients. And then we split everything like 60-40 almost, because all you're doing is finding clients.
Right. Yeah.
But that kind of he was having a hard time finding clients. What, the gummy bear?
Yeah, he said, I want gummy bears now. Moved from the phone to the computer. Like, there we go. He's easier to see there.
Yeah. So that venture didn't go anywhere.
No.
Really, I mean, we did two jobs, Yeah, we did two jobs, but it didn't really go anywhere. So
I can make you one, Victor.
A gummy bear?
Riley Black cup.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to get I need to get the merch line going.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Facebook posts is one you did of making something in the laser to tell him you were pregnant. Oh my goodness.
And that was legit. Woo! A surprise. So, there was no acting in that one.
Well, and like we had made the decision that we were going to start trying.
Yeah.
And then the next month, now mind you, that month was crazy because a week prior to us finding out, there was a tropical storm that we didn't expect to be bad. And it was really bad. Like the flooding was really bad because it had been raining for like 2 weeks before that.
Right.
So the ground was super saturated. Yeah. The canals and everything were like already full.
Yeah.
And so
prior to that, our street had never flooded.
Right. And and so then we lost the ability to like flush our toilets. And we're like, okay, we can deal. And then we lost power. And
but
like,
in the meantime of all that, our ceiling started to leak.
Mm-hmm.
In like
it was leaking in three different places.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the flooding, then the ceiling started to leak, which it hadn't leaked. We had one mysterious leak that would happen.
Yeah, every once in a
in a heavy rain. Mm-hmm. And we looked for it. We couldn't find it. We had a roofer come out. He couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's just one of those things that, you know, might happen here and there. Yeah. So
we had to leave. We had to like evacuate. Basically, we had to go stay in a hotel. It was like 10 minutes away. Right. Yeah. It wasn't like evacuation.
Yeah. Once we lost power, we're like, okay, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. And so we left and then we were there for like 3 days and we came back home. And then it was the day we were having someone come out to give us an estimate on the roof, on fixing the roof, because again, it had leaked in like three different places. And we found out that morning that we needed a whole new roof.
We needed half.
But we at the very least needed to do our flat roof immediately. And so that was like $6,000. So that was the morning we got that quote. And then I realized that I was late, and I'm never late. And it was only like a day. It was like a day or two, maybe. So I took a test fully expecting it to be negative because we try so hard with JR after the miscarriage.
Right.
There, I would be late like a day or two. I'd take the test and then my period would show up.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, fine. So I fully expected the same thing to happen. And it came up and it was positive as fuck. And I was like, oh, shit, this is happening. Like, again, we had made the decision.
Right.
But it was instant.
We thought we had time.
Like at least couple months.
Right.
Give me time to like wrap my head around it. Like, you know, whatever. And
give me some time to enjoy
it. Right. And so then I send Heather a text message and I send it to her and I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. And she's nowhere to be fucking found.
Right,
yeah. So I'm like texting her and I'm like, Heather, where the fuck are you? She's like, I'm right here. What are you like? What's going on? And I'm like, I sent her the picture. And she's like, you asked for this. I'm like, I know, but like, damn, like it's happened right away. So it was like, I was super caught off guard. And I was like, okay. So you were cooking breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to mix. And I knew, and I told you I was going to do this. That eventually when we have another kid, well, I was going to make something on the laser.
I think I brought that up to you joking. You're like, oh, I already thought about that.
Yeah. And so, and I was like, hopefully he doesn't know because we've talked about this.
Right.
That I might do this. Right. And so then I made an ornament that said, shit, we're pregnant.
Right.
And so, you know, the Glowforge laser, you can't walk away from laser.
Right.
So I told you I had to pee, which very common for me.
Was it in the Glowforge? No.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was the Glowforge. It's totally the Glowforge.
No, because you were in your office, and that's where the mirror was. Your Glowforge wasn't in there because we didn't vent.
It was the Glowforge. It was so the Glowforge.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. We had moved the Glowforge into the office.
Okay.
Yeah, but the mirror was on the way.
Okay.
So we found out in November the mirror showed up mid December, and I was miserable in my first trimester. So I made an ornament and said, shit, we're pregnant. And I told him, I have to be watch this job for me.
Right.
And it finishes. And I had set up a camera and everything and recording
in true husband man fashion.
And he's like standing there.
I'm standing over phone. It. I'm just scrolling through my phone. Every now and then I glance down just at it.
To make sure
but I'm just looking at the flame, making sure, yeah, it's not on fire. I'm not really looking at the ornament or what it's cutting.
What it
I walk in there.
I go, I look at it and I go, oh, look. And I was like, look at what it says. And you go, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, who's that for?
And I was like, I go, and you're like, what? Yeah. You're like, wait.
And I was like, when?
Yeah,
like, when did that happen?
I hate to ask, but when? And I'm like, no, it did.
Yeah.
It was once, but it did. Yeah. So, yeah, use the laser to announce the pregnancy for the second one. And then here we are. We have that little gremlin named Jackson.
Yep.
And so you're self-employed. I mean, get back to how that happened.
Yeah. So I was watching you grow and just trying to think of what I can do to like just start up a second gig or whatever. And and then I was like, well, the thing I know best is editing and recording.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I've done. I've done it in a news fashion and I've done it in other ways as well. So
Hold on. We missed these comments.
Oh.
So Cindy said, OMG, I didn't even see that gummy. He's new, by the way. I just brought him into the studio today. He lights up, but it doesn't really like show up super well on camera. And she said, epic. You turn it on and then you
It has a button there.
Mm-hmm. And she said, I think that's the storm that hit us. And that was when my basement flooded. Likely. Oh. Yeah. Glad you sold that house. So we did fix the flat roof.
Yeah, we did.
But we never fixed the pitched roof. And that ended up being a part of our demise in that house. Anyway.
Oh, it has a 60-minute timer.
He had to hit the button. Yeah, which is great, right?
Yeah,
like times out after. Yes, you don't leave it on too long.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all caught up, I think, on the comments. Oh, where's Will? Sex and cursing. Right?
Yeah, right. Where's Will?
Finally got to it.
Yeah. So So I know editing video. So I decided to to just start doing it on the side. Turn it up, down. I thought it was too cold.
It's hit me now.
I thought it was too cold.
Not anymore.
See, how did you say that?
Sorry. Okay, I'm done interrupting you now.
Are you sure?
No.
You want to go to comments again?
No.
You see what we missed?
There's nothing.
So, I know video. I know editing. So, I looked into, back in the day, everything. You had to buy the software flat out.
Right.
So I was like, I wonder how much of the software is going for now.
Yeah.
To see how much to invest for a side gig.
Right.
And then I noticed that it's a subscription, no. $20 a month. And I'm like, oh, well, that's doable.
Right.
That's not
$500
or it's not $500 up front.
Right.
Or, you know, $300 or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's doable.
Yeah.
And it was for Adobe Premiere. So it's not like, you know, not to say anything about DaVinci or any of the other brands, but it's, you know, it's a staple in video editing. So I was like, that's a really good software.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then I looked at the parameters to see what our second computer that you initially wanted to use to make files.
Yeah.
But you weren't using.
This one.
Mm-hmm, this one right here.
I bought to make files on the couch when I was watching both kids and losing my mind.
Right. So I looked at those parameters to see if it could run Premiere.
If it would work.
Because what I didn't want to do was use my work computer.
Right.
Because I wanted to keep it separate.
Right.
As
it should. Yeah.
Right. So from the beginning, I wanted to keep it separate.
Yeah.
So, and I already had this camera.
Mm-hmm.
So which I would run it.
From the deal
from my
with
Endeavor
your,
with, yeah. Yeah. From my Endeavor with
Endeavor.
With
Endeavor.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would run it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it had enough to be able to run it smoothly.
Yeah.
So went ahead and jumped in and started getting a few jobs, you know, it was a great side thing. I started going to work with two laptops. Mm-hmm. I had my work laptop and then I had the Riley Black laptop.
Well, and then that's when we were open to the video podcast, right?
Because that's
kind of where you got your feet wet.
That's kind of what,
editing and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Now I had a software to edit video, so I was like, okay, well, the software. I already have the camera. We can add video if we wanted to. Yeah. So that grew, and then started getting some steady work on the side, mm-hmm. which led to me then I think it was for like Christmas. Mm-hmm. I got the other laptop.
Yeah.
I think it was for Christmas.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I used some Christmas money mm-hmm. that I got. I told, you know, like your mom and my mom, like I just want Amazon money because I really want to buy this laptop.
Right.
So I bought it, which was bigger, and it was basically a gaming laptop.
Faster, yeah.
Because that's a basically like an office laptop. Mm-hmm. So I purchased a gaming laptop, which is just faster to run the editing software. bought that and just started, you know. Then in talks with you of how we would market towards the community and help the community with video and stuff like that, I found a marketing course on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I really want to take that. And then we talked to then Heather moved up here. And then everything seemed to fall in line for me to
make
my exit.
And Dayside wasn't coming anytime soon.
No, but that we knew. Yeah, after COVID
about earlier.
Yeah, because COVID happened. When COVID happened, in like late into it, mm-hmm. you know, it finally hit us. Right. Finally hit my station, and they laid off all. So the layoff packages, the buyout packages, uh-huh. were geared towards people who were near retirement. Right. So they made out like. Like one guy had his paperwork in and went to HR to pull it out so mm-hmm. he could take the buyout instead of retiring.
Yeah.
Is how nice the buyout packages were.
Aww. Shane popped in.
Oh, hey, Shane.
Yeah, he said, I was heading to bed and opened the rabbit hole of Facebook. Saw this and had to pop in and say hi. Hoping you guys are doing great and massive.
Yes, we are.
Thanks. You too, Shane.
Love Shane. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, and Victor also said, gotta love the mini splits. They're amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's and Cindy said, great origin story.
Thanks
Boo.
So.
Well, and then, I mean, so it was like, well, and as we've talked about on the podcast, last year in October was a very, very difficult time for me and JR. And we were going through, you know, he was having, you know, some trouble at school. He was having some trouble at home. He was having some outbursts that I didn't know how to control or help him or how to deal with them and diffuse them. And unfortunately, most of them would happen while you were at work.
Right.
And so I was alone and either trying to get him to not have these and freak out his brother, who was, you know, 6 months, a year old. And if his brother was already sleeping, then I'm trying to get him not to wake up his brother, because they were loud and some of them would last several hours. And I really went into like a dark place because I felt so alone. And you did everything you could to help me while you're at work. Yeah, I mean, even sometimes he would come home. He'd come home on lunch more, even though it necessarily, you know, if it wasn't for that, it didn't always help. But where I was going with that was that it didn't always make sense. Like if it wasn't for the fact that you were coming home to make sure we were okay, you would have just stayed where you were and worked on something else or went to go get dinner or whatever, because you were maybe like far enough away that it meant you were only going to be home for like 10, 15, 20 minutes.
And then have to go back.
That 10, 15, 20 minutes was like sometimes the difference between a mental breakdown or like being okay. And, you know, thankfully your job did have some leniency. There was a couple times where you did have to, like, I think there was once or twice where you either called in or because I got to the point where I was like, I knew, because there was like one really bad one.
Right.
And I'm like, if he has another one of these tomorrow, because they were getting to the point where they were every day. And I just didn't know when they were going to be and how bad they were going to be.
Right.
And I was like, if he has another one like this tomorrow, that might be my breaking point.
Right.
Cause I had already broken that night.
Yeah.
And so the next night, and so I had you call in because it was like, I need you here if and when that happened. And we were pretty sure it was going to happen because again, they were almost every single day. And so, you know, you did what you could with what you had.
Right. And then my company was also kind of like morphing that whole,
they weren't as family
because
oriented.
Some of the management, some of the top management had left.
Right.
and has so changed. So it was
all of that. And then there's a couple situations like at your job where you didn't necessarily feel 100% safe.
And some practices that weren't, that were a little outdated.
Yeah. That you didn't love doing, that didn't necessarily respect victims and like giving them space after things happened. They always just wanted that story. And then when that situation happened in Orlando, where the cameraman was shot and the reporter was shot and the reporter died.
Right.
And it was like, that could be any of you.
Right. Well,
you report on
that was
those,
that that story could have ran a week earlier with me.
Right.
Because you left. We had a situation that I saw was going to turn and left. And then we got, well, I didn't get reamed because my boss is amazing.
Right.
My and boss understood. Was amazing and understood, told me I did.
But the that right wasn't the same case.
But it wasn't the same case for my reporter.
Right.
She got reamed out for cutting out, for cutting out. And I told her, just blame me. Just say it was me.
Right.
You had nothing. I'm the one driving. I'm the one with the camera.
Right.
I'm the one. If without
you're the one who called it.
Without me.
Yeah.
You couldn't go. You couldn't do anything. So just blame it on me and leave it at that. Because my boss has my back. He already told me I made the right decision and he would go to bat for me. But the fact of the matter is her boss is
also his.
It kind of
kind of.
It's like, there's a little gray area
to where it's
but
like,
but she will now in the future. And I'm almost certain of it. And sorry if you're listening from work already. I'm almost certain of it that in her mind, she's looking to replace him. For someone who is in more in line with her vision.
Right.
So when that happens, then who has my back?
Right. Nobody.
So I was like, before then, I need an exit strategy. And I found one. Riley Black Media.
Right. Ta-da! Yes, then we're crazy people. We moved 2 hours up north and we're both self-employed and we need to figure out how to pay the bills.
That's it. So join our Patreon.
Legit, that's a good transition. Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy the things that we do, and that if we bring value, you know, to your day, to your life, to your laser journey, like, you know, the lowest one is $4 and the highest one is $25.
Yeah,
and you're literally paying for groceries, for bills,
you're helping us out, you're supporting the cost,
giving Jackson his millions of chippies during the day, which is what he calls anything
Kathy,
that's crunchy.
The Riley Black Empire. That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Everything is Riley Black. Yeah. So, yes, we last night we were discussing on how to
grow our
create our more value Patreon. For our patrons who have been with us and for
this is those a good time to kind of announce, like, if you've made it this long.
Okay, no problem. I was just saying we were talking about it, but yes, we've been thinking of adding lives for our patrons.
Yeah, so
just for our patrons.
So what we'll do is we'll have monthly lives, and every month they'll be exclusively for our patrons.
Yep.
So please, guys, show up, because if the, you know, however many of you don't show up, then I literally have no one to talk to. but
you can ask questions.
Right, you can ask whatever you want.
Yeah.
We won't
be on you. It won't go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It'll be strictly on Patreon.
Yeah.
Behind the paywall.
And then every quarter or so, we will do a free one that goes out to everyone.
Right. Just for them to get a taste.
But for the most part,
but that'll eventually go away as well.
Right. Especially once we hit our goal of however many, I don't know, right now we're at like 23, 24, you know, maybe once we hit 50 or maybe once we hit 100, then maybe we'll take that away and just make the lives, you know, it'll be once a month again and strictly after dark, of course.
Yep.
They won't go up anywhere except on Patreon. Yep. So if you do miss it, you can watch it later on Patreon. Yep. But we won't put them anywhere. You know, and we might put them on, we'll put them on YouTube, but it'll be like, you have to have the link to be able to see them.
Right. Kind of how, like if you get early access.
It goes from Friday to
Kind of like Monday. How you have early access, only it won't go public.
Yeah. And if you have any other suggestions on ways, you know, something you'd like to see, or like if you're considering joining being a patron, and you know, you wish that like maybe we included this or that, like let us know. We're open to suggestions.
Yeah.
We really are here to help the community and help people. So if there's something that you're looking for, and if it's something that we can, you know, feasibly add in there, we definitely will. So
yeah, if there's someone you want to hear from that we haven't had on the podcast, not to say we don't have them on the schedule, but you can always,
we're trying there. I have a lot of people on my list.
That's what I mean. Or not say that they're not already on the list to be reached out to, but just, you know, feel free to let us know who you'd like to hear from. So with that said,
well, before we close it out, we have four people left, which two of those might be us, Victor, and maybe Victor. Kathy. I try to tell everyone to join I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Victor. Yes. It means a lot to me, especially right now, because I know the few that we do have, the 23, 24 people, like the fact that with the times right now and everyone's like, you know, trying to get rid of subscriptions or not have too many or whatever. And the fact that you decide to choose to subscribe to us
and like, listen to us.
Yeah.
And listen to our banter. It means
a lot. Yeah.
Whether you listen every week or every other week.
And whether you pay or not, but like, especially those ones who pay right now, because like, you know, it just, I get it. It's hard. Yeah. Like I'm having to go through all of my subscriptions right now with my accountant, because I'm switching to Profit First financing, and I need to go through and make sure like, is everything I'm paying for like a need?
Yep.
And you know, can I get it cheaper? Is it the best one? Like all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I appreciate, we appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thanks, Kathy. Kathy's still here. Thanks, Kathy and Victor.
And two of us.
Yeah. But we love you guys. Yes. So if you stuck it out to this 2 hour interview. Two hours.
Two hours.
35 minutes and then an hour and a half talking about our story, which isn't too bad. But
and answering questions.
Yeah. I canceled all but yours. Lisa. Lisa's still here.
Lisa's still here?
Yay. Thanks, guys. I'm glad you aren't bored, especially because all of you probably know most of the story. I don't know that any of you like
so if Lisa's learned anything still here, new. Hopefully Carlos.
Where's Carlos? Stilos
is sitting next to her.
I need that laugh.
So if he is my man, next sometime, we're going to hang out.
Well, so at the very least, if we can't do one sooner than that, we're going to go out there.
That's what I mean.
For our anniversary and my 40th birthday celebration.
We're going to make something happen
next year. Yeah. You guys are on my AirPod while I'm working. Oh. Nice.
Nice. But
Kathy said, we love you guys.
Well,
we love you guys too.
Well, Lisa, tell Carlos I said, what's up?
You guys are the reason that we keep doing it. Yeah. Imposter syndrome or not. Like you guys are like what keeps us going, no matter how much the intrusive thoughts tells us we don't know what the fuck we're doing and we shouldn't do it. So,
We don't have anything of value to talk about.
Yeah. Because we do talk about some bullshit.
Yeah, we do sometimes. Well, it's been another great episode of the Riley Black Project with Crystal and John.
Hold on, I was reading comments.
This is where you say bye.
Hold on, they're still talking. He said you can't hear him laughing. It's true. We can't hear him laughing. And Victor said, I'm all about Las Vegas. June.
Okay.
Next year. Put it on your calendar. It's happening. She said, he's taking a nap. I thought about waking him up, but I need him to owe me. Love yous. All right.
Well, when he wakes up.
See, now we have five people. I don't know who showed up, but we're leaving now.
I think it's Lisa.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, me, Victor, Kathy, and Lisa.
Maybe.
That's it.
Kathy said, you guys are rock stars, not imposters. Oh, thank you, Kathy. You guys should try and come out too. I want all of my laser friends there because y'all are my like main friends right now. So
I just got another idea that we'll talk about off air.
All right.
Well, it's been another great episode of the Riley Black Project with Crystal and John.
Bye.
Maybe we're all done.